Can you imagine walking around with an abnormality regarding your health, and you know that there's something not quite right, yet you don't have the resources in order to follow up on that reality until you become eligible to receive insurance through the Affordable Care Act?
Hi, this is April Morgan. Thank you for joining the NCCHCA podcast today. We have Tequila Cooper and Denise Bell with Rural Health Group who are going to be talking about the upcoming Marketplace open enrollment period. I'm going to let them now introduce themselves. Tequila, would you like to go first?
Hi, my name is Tequila Cooper. I am with Rural Health Group. I have been in outreach enrollment for about 7 years, and this is my 8th outreach enrollment.
Hello, this is Denise Bell. I serve as Rural Health Group's Grants Manager and Director of Community-Based Outreach Programs Department, and I've been with Rural Health Group for 9 years, and this is my 8th year with ACA Outreach Enrollment. And I first would be remiss if I didn't say a little bit about our organization. It's one of the blessings, as I call it, in Northeastern North Carolina. So Rural Health Group has been around for about over 40 years now. And we started from a group of concerned citizens who saw a need to provide free or low-cost healthcare services in our service area. And since inception, we have grown to be recognized as a patient-centered medical home at all of our 16 clinics, and we have over 37,000 patients across 6 counties in Northeastern North Carolina. And the counties that we are serving are Edgecombe, Granville, Halifax, Northampton, Vance, and Warren. And it is our mission to offer the highest quality healthcare to all in a culturally sensitive and compassionate manner, with special emphasis on reaching the underserved.
So before we talk specifically about the upcoming Marketplace open enrollment period, I was wondering if the two of you could quickly just talk about just a little bit about the Affordable Care Act, and more specifically, how the Affordable Care Act has benefited consumers.
So the Affordable Care Act, to go back to your question, April, is directly in line with our mission. As the law states, you know, the law has been life-changing for people who were previously uninsured, have lower incomes, or have pre-existing health conditions. By being able to offer them the ability to obtain necessary health insurance so they can effectively manage their health conditions, such as diabetes, cancer, or hypertension.
Yeah, so the Affordable Care Act has really benefited our consumers as far as allowing them to better manage their healthcare needs and also being able to allow them to afford insurance. A lot of individuals that we work with, it's their first time getting insurance, and so it's new to them, and they really appreciate the benefits that comes with that, especially a lot of people who have had pre-existing conditions. And now they can be able to get the care that they need. They don't have to worry about paying a lot of extra money that they don't have to be able to do that. So the patient protections, and that has really benefited our consumers.
Thank you both for that. Yeah. The Affordable Care Act definitely has provided a lot of consumer protections. And like you both mentioned, the protections for people who do have pre-existing conditions has been so important since the ACA has been implemented 10 years ago. So the Marketplace open enrollment period, can you tell me what that is and what should consumers know about it?
So the Marketplace enrollment period is a time frame. It has been shortened, but it's about 45-day time period that allows consumers to apply for insurance without the restrictions of having to meet a special enrollment, which is like a life event that they could get insurance outside of open enrollment, as well as individuals who are already enrolled, they can explore their options And this coverage usually starts the following year, which will be January.
Great. Is there anything new or different about this year's open enrollment period that consumers should be aware of?
What's new or different this year is COVID, unfortunately, and its impacts on our ability to provide ACA assistance in person as we have done in the past. We want to ensure that we follow the required safety guidelines, obviously, and making sure that our CACs are able to hold these appointments with individuals who have assistance needs, but we're opting to do so by providing all appointments virtually this year. So that will be new and different for our area. And we just want to reaffirm to our consumers that are in our service area or outside of our service area that will be seeking our assistance that you will be able to meet with us via phone or via Zoom or any other platform that allows for video sharing. And please be rest assured that we will be here to assist you throughout this entire process as we have in the past.
Thank you. Is there a reason why someone who maybe has a marketplace plan in 2020 that they should meet with an enrollment assister during marketplace open enrollment to talk about their options for 2021?
Yeah, absolutely. Well, every year we do encourage our consumers to check back to the marketplace because things change throughout the year, especially with COVID. This year, a lot of people may no longer have the income that they previously had. And so we do encourage them to check back in because there may be additional tax credits that they may be eligible for. As we stated earlier, there may be other insurance companies to get on board, and then that will allow them additional options.
So I have heard that there are going to be 6 health insurance companies offering coverage on the marketplace in North Carolina in 2020. Even the health insurance plans or companies that offered coverage in this year in 2020, I know that a lot of them have actually expanded their service area and are going to be offering plans in additional counties. How can the addition of health insurance companies on the marketplace, as well as them expanding their coverage area, how does that benefit consumers?
It definitely benefits a lot more consumers. I hope that more individuals will be eligible to receive, or obtain affordable health insurance this year than what we've seen in the past. And as I like to say to all of the consumers that I work with directly, is that it's better to have health insurance than not to have health insurance. Insurance covers us for the what ifs. If you have health insurance, it opens us up to so many opportunities to receiving the care that we need or the treatment that we may need in the future. And when we don't have health insurance, unfortunately, it places us at greater risk of not receiving that care or treatment that we may need. I see familiar faces every year as I've been an assister for the past 8 years. One gentleman comes to mind, and for the first few years, he didn't qualify. But lo and behold, he qualified the year he qualified, and the year that he was able to receive a scan to determine if what he assumed was going on was in fact happening to his health. Because of the Affordable Care Act, that man attributes the fact that he's still alive today. And he's often said that had he not been able to obtain that health insurance, it is likely he would not be here today. And so to hear those stories brings tears to my eyes for the sheer fact that if we all think back, can you imagine recognizing a need so significant that you are unable to obtain the service that you need? And so being in this role, we're able to break down so many barriers and make sure that people receive the services that they deserve. Not only they need, but they deserve. Every American deserves the right to affordable health insurance.
That's a great point, and I think 2020 has absolutely shown us the importance of having access to health insurance and healthcare for those unexpected events like a global pandemic. Mm-hmm. So you mentioned COVID and how COVID is going to make this year's open enrollment period different than any other open enrollment period that we've experienced so far. Do you have other concerns about this particular open enrollment period beyond COVID?
I actually do, unfortunately. When I first thought of this, I was thinking, no, there's not any concerns. We'll be able to provide the same services at the same level that we've done in the past. But reality hit, and I said, I have a main concern. Obviously, the main concern for me is our ability to reach those most in need of our services, those hardest to reach vulnerable populations. What we're doing now is posting all of our ACA advertisement flyers throughout all of our clinics, also partnering with some of our community and health civic organizations to ask them to post our flyers on their social media sites as well as in their offices, if you will, and making sure that this media blast will reach those with greatest needs so that they know how to reach us for assistance.
Great.
I think another concern that I have is we've been doing this a long time, so we know that the Affordable Care Act is always in the news. However, it is coming up a lot more frequently now with the Supreme Court decisions and, you know, the chance that it could be repealed. So I think that that will be a concern when taking into consideration the consumers hearing these things on TV and then just thinking that it may be going away and so there's no need to get the insurance. But and that's where our role come in as a sisters to just let them know that this is law. And so the changes that occur, it's not going to be like a next date thing. And so we do want to encourage them to still apply.
That's great that you bring that up. I know the Affordable Care Act and the Supreme Court vacancy, that will probably be on the minds of a lot of consumers. And I imagine the two of you will get questions from consumers about that. So it's great that Tequila, you mentioned that you're planning to reassure your consumers that they should still enroll in a health plan for 2021. Can you tell us exactly what an enrollment assister is and what they do for consumers?
So we facilitate enrollment by providing assistance to consumers to help them explore their options through the marketplace and also to help them enroll in their coverage. Also, as a assister, we also help consumers when they have challenges throughout the marketplace, like if they need to verify certain things like their income, we assist them with their data matching issues and, you know, just letting them know that we are here to walk them through the process.
Thank you. Yeah, and I've heard before that people are more likely to enroll in a health plan if they have that assistance from an enrollment assister. Do you find that to be the case with the individuals you've worked with in the past?
Absolutely. And I think the reason is because we provide fair, accurate, and impartial assistance to all of our consumers. All of our services are also free. There's no charge to receive any of our assistance. We also cannot receive compensation for any of our services. We are also not tied to any of the health insurance plans that are being offered, meaning we do not receive a financial incentive if a consumer selects a specific plan. Assisters are also very knowledgeable. They can help to ensure the application is completed properly, answer all of consumer questions, even questions that we may not have an answer to. We're honest about that, and we'll let you know that we'll research that information and provide a response or give them additional contact information in order to receive an answer to that question. We also make sure that the consumer is fully aware of what the insurance offers and will provide to meet that consumer's needs prior to that consumer enrolling in that health insurance plan. And assisters will also remind consumers of next steps after enrollment. They'll talk to them about when to make that first monthly insurance payment, how to make that first payment, and why it's so important. And also will remind consumers that if they ever have any questions or concerns throughout the entire process, that we're there to assist them and they can always call upon us if they need assistance.
That's great. Thank you. You all do such important work for consumers. You know, health insurance can be so confusing. So it's really great that you're available to the people in your community and the patients at your health center to help them navigate that. If someone is interested in meeting with an enrollment assister, how do they go about making an appointment?
There are several ways they could meet with us, depending upon the assister. Let me say it that way. I know that I'll speak specifically about Rural Health Group CACs. The way that individuals can contact us is via phone, and I can be more than happy to provide that phone number. My direct phone number is 252-536-5910. Tequila, I ask that she provides her direct phone number as well.
It is 252-536-5855. A good resource is on healthcare.gov where you could put your zip code in and find local assistance. And that also helps bring up information to assisters that are in the vicinity of where you live. So,
and also during open enrollment, the marketplace is typically open 24/7, 24 hours, 7 days a week. And they can also call the marketplace to work with an enrollment assister doing open enrollment. And that number is 1-800-318-2596. And other ways that I know that some assisters utilize other portals for individuals to make appointments, and that is through the Connector.
And I'm really glad that you mentioned the Connector, because the two of you are not the only enrollment assisters across the state. Okay. We have a huge network of enrollment assisters that are available to help people throughout North Carolina. And in addition to going to healthcare.gov and finding a local enrollment assister, the Connector allows North Carolina consumers to also identify an enrollment assister in their area and actually schedule an appointment. For anyone wanting to make an appointment through the Connector, they can visit ncnavigator.net. They can also call 855-733-3711. And all you would have to do is provide a zip code and you would be given a list of all the enrollment assisters in your area and could actually schedule an appointment. If a consumer schedules an appointment with an enrollment assister, what does a consumer need to have with them during the appointment?
So when a consumer comes in to apply, they would need to provide their information for everyone in their household that is applying for assistance. And this may consist of correct spelling of names. And if they're bringing their social security cards in, that will help so we can be able to put the information in. Because when you do the application through the marketplace, it also run it through other sources like Medicaid if they are eligible for that. Also, they will need their income information so we can better project their income. Now, they don't necessarily have to bring it in. They can give it to us verbally. However, if the marketplace do ask for verification, then they will have time to bring it in to be able to settle those issues.
Thank you. One thing that I'd love to hear more about is the financial assistance that is available to marketplace consumers. Can you talk a little bit more about that?
Some individuals may qualify for PTCs or premium tax credits, and that will assist individuals to pay for their health insurance. And that absolutely, those resources absolutely decrease the amount of the health insurance plan. For instance, if a health insurance plan is listed as $966 and the individual is eligible for at least $866 of premium tax credit per month, then they're only required for $100 to have to pay per month for that premium.
That's great. And I've heard that most marketplace consumers in North Carolina receive the premium tax credits. Is that correct?
That is correct. Absolutely. And now with COVID, unfortunately, we anticipate that those numbers will likely increase with the number of individuals being eligible for PTCs or being eligible for Medicaid due to the high numbers of unemployment. And one thing I forgot to make mention earlier is that a lot of certified application counselors or assisters, if you will, navigators, are likely eligible to assist individuals not only with the Affordable Care Act or Marketplace application, but also with the Medicaid application or CHIP application for their children.
And I've heard also that different members of the household might be eligible for different programs. So for example, have you seen situations where maybe the parents enroll in a marketplace plan, but their children are eligible for Medicaid and you can help them, the children enroll in Medicaid and the parents enroll in marketplace?
Yes, we have had situations like that in which the parent, their income may be too much to qualify for Medicaid. However, the kids will still qualify for the North Carolina Children's Health Insurance Program, as that does have a higher income limit than the regular Medicaid.
Is there anything else, Tequila and Denise, that you think we should know about Marketplace Open Enrollment or the ACA? Is there any lasting messages that you would like consumers to be aware of?
I just want to encourage anyone who are interested in the health insurance to apply, because you never know. And there are times when people think that they may not qualify because of, you know, different reasons, but we still encourage them to at least try to apply, because even though you may not be eligible for the marketplace, per se, you may be eligible for Medicaid. And also, when we assist individuals, if they don't qualify, we can still link them to services through our health centers and other qualified health centers to be able to help them to get their medical care and be able to purchase their medication. Community health centers is one door to many doors. And so although you may not qualify for insurance through the Affordable Care Act, you can still be able to get services through health centers and be able to purchase your medication.
It is imperative that, you know, we make sure that more individuals are linked to the necessary resources, such as health insurance, so that more individuals can properly monitor and effectively take care of their healthcare needs.
Thank you again for joining us for NCCHCA's podcast. And a big thank you to Denise Bell and Tequila Cooper with Rural Health Group. A reminder, Marketplace Open Enrollment begins on November 1st and ends on December 15th. Contact your local enrollment assistor or visit healthcare.gov to look at your healthcare options for 2021. Thank you.